Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters, love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey! Let's go.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So, the Super Bowl coming up. I don't even know if I'm going to watch.
What?
I know.
You
what
have
are you
to.
Talking about?
I'm so ready for it. I hate football, and I'm so ready.
Well, you're ready for why?
Benito. I love him.
Oh.
That's fair. That's very fair.
Then just turn it on at 6 o'clock at night.
I can't.
Just watch the halftime.
You're gonna watch. Don't be such a poo-poo.
I'm not boycotting because of Bad Bunny. I'm just like,
no,
I hate the Patriots. I don't hate them. I've been a fan of them.
Yeah.
And I still love them. I love great football. I just.
The Drake May story is great.
I just don't care this year. I don't care.
You don't care about this sweet young man who's just a nobody and turned out to be a hero?
Because the Broncos got so close, then you get this, like, I have this aversion now. We were right there.
Yeah.
And now I'm just like, I just got this. We were going all the way, man. There was
and
a
maybe
song.
Next year we'll go all the way. What is your big poo-poo problem?
I don't know. So. But
can
here's
I even
the thing
say that,
that
on the air?
Here's the thing that might get me involved. Food.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What do you usually make? You're like a chef guy.
Like, I usually, friends all want me to smoke something. So I smoke a bunch of things.
And then I get a little crazy.
Did I tell the story on the air about the smoker or not? I don't remember.
I don't know.
That I know of.
What happened?
Well, it'll be a different day. My smoker lit on fire. It's gone.
Is that what you sent us the video?
I did send you the video.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I sent the video to the group.
Okay.
So that's another story. We can do tragic smoker stories or something.
Dang it, I was going to get that one. But you were like, going to upgrade and I was going to get it.
No, you can get it. Just don't do the, like, it's my fault. I smoke too much.
No, I mean, I was going to get yours.
Oh yeah, you're not, you can have it.
I'm going to buy it myself.
The shell of it still works. Anyway. What I think we could do right now, Erica brought this to us a while ago. What'd you call it? Potluck?
Oh, potluck. Remember when we talked about potluck? And I've never
it crushed
seen people
the
more
phone
passionate
calls
ever.
That day, like, people are like, what are you bringing to the potluck?
Right. This time.
This is Super Bowl snacking.
Yeah.
What do you bring? Do you have a go-to? Now, here's my problem with this. If we're judging the dishes, I have to recuse myself. Because everyone starts with a base of cream cheese or sour. It's like, ooh, you got to bring ranch. It's like, ugh. If there's white and creamy in your dish, and it probably has it.
Shoo, I was about to tell you mine, and then I realized you're not going to like it.
I won't eat it. It's like, ooh, 7-layer dip starts with cream cheese. Oh, gross.
Delicious.
It starts disgusting.
With sour cream, usually.
No, I cream. Thought it was cream cheese on the bottom because you want to be able to like, aren't
cream
you like
cheese and a 7-layer dip? I'm like a bean salsa guac.
Yeah,
sour
it's still
cream
cheese on the bottom.
I think it's sour cream.
Look it up. I swear to God, it's something like because I remember watching people having to like dig into it. It's like cream cheese, like to like scoop it up. Like the cream cheese is
no,
on
the beans are on the bottom.
No, it's
refried beans, guacamole, sour cream, salsa, shredded cheese, black olives, green onions.
I swear that there's one with cream cheese on the bottom.
I don't
I'm not
think
insane.
So.
Oh, variations, a cream base.
Yeah.
Mayonnaise.
Disgusting.
Or Greek yogurt can be used instead of or in addition to sour cream.
I'll eat mayonnaise. I just don't want a layer of it.
Yeah. I don't either.
Who's going to the Super Bowl party? Like, who's got the yogurt?
Right. Like,
okay, disgusting. You guys are really, really poo-pooing on my dish.
Okay, well, we'll let you tell your dish in a second.
Okay.
But, like, if you've got some Super Bowl snack that will set us apart, like, I might actually watch the game if somebody's got, like, an amazing enough snack.
Okay.
I feel like Hack's not going to watch it at all. We'll discuss that as well. But, like, if you got a Super Bowl snack, we'd love to hear what it is. 303-222-5423, or you can text your recipes to the same number. Let's hear it.
Oh, right. Me. My Super Bowl snack.
Oh my God.
Something we just started doing. You get a French onion mix.
Mm-hmm. The like dried up powder mix.
The dried up. Yeah. And you just mix it with Greek yogurt. Tastes just as good as with sour cream.
So you're making a French onion dip.
French onion dip, but the base is Greek yogurt, healthy protein, and then you just dip veggies in it.
So you don't even get a wavy lay. You've taken
Why are you trying to make the Super Bowl healthy?
Exactly. I'm on a journey.
I know you're on a journey, but you take a day off.
The whole kitchen island, and I've done this before, covered in tinfoil, and you do nachos. You do a massive pile of nachos.
That's
on the
table.
Whole island is a nacho.
Disgusting. How many people's fingers are in there?
We had a great time.
Yeah.
No yogurt involved.
You can do it on a bed, too. You don't even need a table.
Oh, I'm coming to your party. Are you even going to watch, for real?
I am going to watch. Yeah, I always watch the Super Bowl. Yeah,
for
the commercials and for the slacker, the Little Smokies. You got to have Little Smokies at a Super Bowl party.
A what?
Oh, my God. Smokies. You're not from the Midwest, so you don't get it. Crockpot meat is something that...
I do love Little Midwestern, Smokies.
Or Swedish meatballs. Exactly. Little Smokies, you don't even have to do any effort.
Oh, I'd rather do them wrapped up, though.
Wrapped up in what?
Pigs in a blanket.
Oh, no, these are these are like
saucy.
It has like saucy grape jelly in it.
I have to not watch when they're made because I don't want to see the grape
sometimes
jelly go
peanut
in.
Peanut butter and jelly.
Don't tell me that.
I haven't heard of that.
No, there's definitely grape jelly in it, I swear.
Well, grape jelly, not peanut butter.
As long as they're not yogurt.
There's something about peanut butter.
What's so wrong with yogurt?
Yogurt is disgusting.
It's the Super Bowl. It's not
I
the
love
moderation
yogurt,
bowl.
But yeah,
it's
exactly
the moderation bowl in
thank
my
you,
house.
Tyler, for saying those points.
Girl eats healthy.
Nobody's forbidding you, but not that day. Yeah. You're not like,
that
oh, I'm having cauliflower wings. No, you're not. Oh my God, if you're having wings, they got to be fried.
Yeah. Or maybe we're not having wings.
I will tie up my hair for wings. That's how intense
my
I wanted to be.
My smoked wings were so good before I lit my smoker on fire.
It seems like that shouldn't be possible. Like a smoker has kind of a pretty specific job.
I made pork belly like 4 times in a row and let all the grease kind of flow down in there. And there.
Yep. Ooh, now that just the pork belly grease could be your Super Bowl snack.
My pork belly tacos, my pork belly street tacos will change your life. And I might make them. If I buy another smoker... Lulu's Farms, I'm looking at you. I might come up there because it's out by my house. I tried to get you to go there that one day.
Yeah.
They sell, they're like a huge Traeger dealer and you don't pay as much tax because they're out in the middle of nowhere.
Oh.
It's just a thing. If you're going to buy a $500 deal.
Would anyone make potato skins?
Yeah.
Put a little bit of Greek yogurt on them.
No, I'm out.
Like there's a thing. I'm on some algorithm where I'm getting all these potato things where they're like, take a potato and they smash it on a plate with like cheese on it and then bake it again with bacon. Mm-hmm. And at the very end, they put sour cream on it. You could put Greek yogurt.
Yeah, you could put Greek yogurt.
It's disgusting. But potato skins are one of my things.
I love them.
What do you do with all that potato you scoop out,
that's
though?
That's the problem. We've made them like once and then it's like.
You just feel terrible. You got
go
this
on
potato.
Middle
you're
potato.
Like,
I
middle
don't know.
Potato, yeah.
Yeah.
You could just make mashed potatoes.
I want it.
Yeah. Same.
Great. I'll bring it to you next time.
Yeah, probably, I'd eat the middle more than the skin.
Yeah.
Bro.
You seem like a guy who wouldn't want the healthy part.
Yeah,
not interested in fiber over there.
No,
or...
not at all. No.
How do you poop?
Well, that's a different question for a different day.
All right. If you've got some sort of Super Bowl snack that will blow our mind, 303-222-5423.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423. The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're doing kind of a Super Bowl party potluck kind of thing. What does the Hack House do? Because I feel like I just picture pretzels. As far as the, because that's your one thing.
Soft pretzels,
like the soft pretzel, just,
Yeah, well, we'll probably.
Look at, Eric is going feral. Here it comes.
We'll probably do a charcuterie board of some time. We'll have some cheese, some crackers and all that. The aforementioned Little Smokies, definitely.
Okay.
And I'm a big frozen pizza guy for a Super Bowl. Like,
do you doctor
them? That's weird you brought that up. I just saw a video about that, like how to add the extra spices and stuff to
them. I have never taken a frozen pizza and eaten it the way it is, ever.
Oh, that's only what I've done.
No, you add stuff to it.
Like cheese and pepperoni.
More cheese. And they don't put their veggies, like if they have green peppers, they're like weird little, and I like cut big slices. You can take like a Costco Kirkland pizza, which is already dope, knock it up 27 levels, man.
I'm kind of a purist, but I would try Dr.
What's your brand?
Red Baron.
Oh, of course.
Brick oven, pepperoni. don't Don't start with me.
Do you? It sounds like quite a spread. Are you? Do you guys have guests, or is it just the fam?
No, we do what we call it grazing. So we'll just kind of make food throughout the afternoon, and okay. as everyone's getting up from naps and all that,
yeah. that's lunch kind of and dinner.
Lunch, dinner, yeah. snack. Yeah, we'll do some chips too. Probably nice. Definitely have some chips.
Do you?
Gotta have tortilla chips. I think.
What flavor?
Just plain tortilla. Just
do you have a salsa?
Just a Tostinos.
A guac?
There might be a salsa.
Just you don't plain eat it. Tortilla no. chips.
He's so weird, man.
He's kind of a dry guy, yeah.
I don't know if I can talk to you.
But his wife would have the stuff you want.
Right, right.
Like there
would
the yogurt.
There would be.
She'll have the yogurt.
Hold on. No tortilla chips and yogurt.
Melanie?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What's your Super Bowl snack?
It's the 7-layer dip with sour cream, cheese, guacamole, beans, meat, olives.
Meat. Oh, yeah.
Of course there's meat.
Not in traditional.
Yes, there is. It's like a taco.
Hold on. Melanie, name it all again.
I like to use like ground up turkey for my meat. So I'm going to do beans, ground up turkey, cheese, guacamole, sour cream, olives.
We're at six.
That's what I'm thinking.
Salsa?
Salsa?
Say that again?
She's only at six.
You're
layers.
At six. Why do we need one more? We have frightened her into submission. All right, Melanie, take care.
Well.
I'm telling you that when my mom would make it, it started with cream cheese.
Maybe you should take that issue up
with
your mom.
That seems way too dense.
What?
And also raw.
What's holding the chip up? Like, what's holding
the refried beans?
Oh, they're refried. My mom had like black beans.
I don't know what to do with you.
Okay. Okay. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, it can be. Like a taco salad? Okay.
When you
say something about yogurt so it hurts your feelings again.
Oh, yogurt.
Chris.
Yay.
What's your Super Bowl snack?
Artichoke dip.
Disgusting.
It's super easy. It's so yummy. I take it wherever I go. It's
Do you
awesome.
Make it with yogurt?
Nope.
Yeah!
Okay. Suck it, Erica!
Got it.
Why are you trying to ruin everything? But you make it with like tons of butter, right? Or something.
And like mayo?
No. Yeah. Okay. It's two cans of drained artichoke, quartered heart.
Love it.
A cup of mayonnaise, a cup of Parmesan, and diced jalapenos, hot ones.
Wait, the base is truly just mayonnaise?
Yeah. And you're warming it up. Amazing. Warming mayonnaise is so...
I've never thought about what the base is because I love artichoke dip.
What did you think it was?
I don't know.
You just didn't give it any thought?
Yeah.
Welcome to the real world.
Okay. I love it.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
No yogurt.
Okay. I don't like yogurt. I don't like any... And then what are you dipping it? Bread?
No, chips. Wheat thins.
There are certain things...
A salty wheat thin.
Oh,
yes, nothing thin about a Super Bowl party. We're expanding.
No, but like
a wheat thin isn't that healthy,
I used to
man.
Make a thing. What's the name of the chef who just died? No, you didn't just die. I was at his
Anthony Bourdain?
No, I was at his house in Napa. It was like Chiarelli, is that his name? Michael Chiarelli?
You're speaking another language to me.
He's a famous chef. Yeah. He made a thing. It's called Parmesan salsa. And everywhere I've ever brought this, it's like Parmesan cheese and all these other like peppers and things, and you scoop it up on a wheat thin. So it's like
Michael Chiarella.
That's him.
He died.
Yep. Yeah, he died.
I don't know.
He was like one of the first kind of TV chefs. You would know this guy if you saw his face. You'd be like, there was the guy who did Bam. What was his name? Emeril.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and then the big fat Italian guy with his hair pulled back.
Oh, the ginger one?
Yes.
Yeah. What was his name?
Talking to her about.
No, she's gone. She's like over making her artichoke dip. Connie?
Hi.
What's your Super Bowl snack?
Yay.
It is bacon wrapped armadillo eggs. It is bacon wrapped around elk sausage, wrapped around a jalapeno, wrapped around cream cheese and cheddar cheese. All grilled.
There's no egg?
No, they're just calling it the egg.
No egg.
Yeah.
Shaped like an egg.
I just feel like eggs and yogurt. That's where it's at.
Thank you. Let's do one more here. Heather?
Hey, yay.
What's your Super Bowl snack?
Well, I know you're anti-healthy and all that stuff, but I make amazing
eggplant chili.
No.
And
I don't hate
it. You can substitute it for the meat, or you can substitute it for the beans, whatever you don't like. But, like, it won third place in a chili contest in New Jersey, where you know how those people
out
are
of three?
Food. I know. I feel like I could have won first, and that would really drive the point home.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9. It is time once again for news. Or no.
News. News.
No. No.
News.
No.
News.
No.
Our only real hope is to decide this is news or no.
It's news or nope. We give you the news stories of the day. I just got an email from corporate saying we are not allowed to discuss any award shows that have happened within the last 48 hours. So
you're a turd
it's
muffin.
News about anything in the world.
Fine, I've got like six stories.
When have you ever listened to corporate? You're you know right. what? She's got a good point.
The bigger question would have been, when have I ever read an email?
Yeah, that's there it is.
Anyway.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
There is a plethora of articles. I just wish we could get them all out. But the most important thing is, Noah Kahan has just announced he is playing Coors Field this summer.
Crazy. Shut
Yeah. I actually think I will have a mental breakdown if I don't go to this. I'm just putting that out there to the world.
It's a huge venue. We can get tickets.
It's a huge venue. You can sign up for pre-sale right now. Pre-sale is going to start next Tuesday.
Okay.
So just go to Noah Kahan pre-sale and get on that list. But Coors Field.
That's massive.
The day before he announced this, I was sitting there talking about how I've never been to a concert at a baseball field.
Wow.
And here he comes.
Have you, Aaron?
I saw the Eagles there.
Didn't you go to Paul McCartney?
Was that Empower?
No. Where was it? His last one was Coors.
I think you might have saw him.
It was Coors, yeah. I did
Paul
see him
McCartney
there.
Came here?
Question, how do I know Aaron's calendar schedule better than her?
Okay.
Yeah, the Eagles, Paul.
I've seen no one there.
Really?
Yeah.
That was very close to Noah. Yeah.
No, I mean, I almost went and saw Zach because he was the first one.
At Coors?
He was the first person they ever allowed to play there, yeah. Oh. And now it's been Journey and Def Leppard. Brown.
Zach Brown.
Mm-hmm. Not Zach Bryan.
No, Zach Bryan played Mile High. Zach Brown had his whole, he does a really cool eat and greet thing.
Yes.
Where he feeds you barbecue that his own band has made.
It's very cool.
Like they drag their equipment and huge smokers and they like make barbecue before the show. Oh. And you meet him and cook the
it's so
food
cool.
he has made.
What?
So it's like, I wonder if Noah Kahan does anything like that. Or does he just give you sticks?
I don't think so. I think he just, braids his hair and gets on stage and sings his little depressing
songs.
He's
so pretty.
He is, sorry, I lost track of thought. Saturday, August 8th is his tour stop. So
great weather.
Yeah.
Maybe a little hot.
That's okay.
But get ready to cry and scream.
Worth it. Okay. Yeah. That was really good and non-Grammy related. Congrats.
Wow. Good evening.
Good evening.
The first look at the Beatles documentary, I don't know what to call it, movie.
Hold on. Is it a documentary? Or is it like, you
it's
don't
like
call
like
them a mockumentary?
Yeah, maybe a mockumentary.
No, but I thought mockumentaries are when they're poking fun.
No. Mockumentary can be, is it like actual
biopic.
Yeah, actors are playing them and it's based
biopic,
on their
I
lives.
Biopic.
I don't know how real it is.
Okay.
But yeah, first looks have been dropped. Paul Mescal is Paul McCartney. Barry Keoghan is Ringo Starr. Joseph Quinn is George Harrison.
Ringo?
Oh my God, that's why he looks so ugly right now.
Yes.
Oh who my is, God. Who is it?
Barry Keoghan, he is.
Brandon Carpenter's ex.
Yeah. He cheated on Sabrina, which is crazy.
Because
then when you see him, you're like, whoa.
So he's got a raggedy beard, sort of? Or, no, young
like
Ringo didn't have that.
Cut.
Yeah, the old like Cavern Club Beatles.
Okay.
And it's crazy. And then Harris Dickerson is John Lennon.
Do we think it's going to be blown up and historically inaccurate, or we think it's going to be good? Who's doing
it? I think they're going to keep it pretty accurate.
Okay.
I don't know who's directing it.
Sam Mendes? I don't know who that is.
I don't either.
Yeah. I'm actually excited for that.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just saw the theatrical release. 2028?
Are you kidding me? I thought it was 27.
I'm seeing
brutal.
April 2028.
Well, we've got some time to kill.
Well, you heard it here first, everyone. Set your abacuses to 2028.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Happy Groundhog Day,
everybody.
There we go.
Oh, we have never even talked about that. Did he see it?
Punxsutawney Phil did see his shadow, unfortunately. So we are in for a long six more weeks of winter.
No winner.
What?
Check the stats.
35% of the time he's out.
There it is. It's almost 70% inaccurate, dude. If he says longer winter, it's like, no way.
We haven't even had a winter.
That's what I'm saying.
We need a winter.
I know. Like,
I'm fine.
Yeah, I'm good, I think.
What are you talking about, you guys? There's going to be no water here.
Oh.
Look at the mountains right now. Look outside.
So dry.
The back mountains have snow on them. The front mountains do not have. The foothills, none. They're like, yep.
Well, I'd like to add an addendum to your story. Did you have more?
No, that was it.
More to the Punxsutawney? No, I feel like
May I add an addition to his?
Of course. That's what we do here.
There's a groundhog here in Colorado named Flatiron Freddy. He wears a little hat.
Shut up. We have our own?
We do. And he today, well, can't find it now. I believe he saw the opposite of Punxsutawney.
Which makes sense because we are pretty much in spring now, it feels.
No. Okay. All right. Well, I have good news and I have bad news. We don't know what's happening with the winter, but we have time for more stories.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Alex Warren last night. Let's talk about him, our buddy Alex Warren. I actually was screaming at the TV, so upset.
So you guys did watch him last night?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I watched
from the red carpet on.
Same.
Yeah, you don't miss it. Yeah.
I know that other hack, you did not, right?
I caught
almost zero. I saw the shots of Justin. Wow.
Justin is boxers. Very odd.
He looked good, though.
I'm over him.
Someone said, one wrong move, and there you are.
Did he play that guitar that was behind his back ever? Or he just did the loop.
Yeah.
Okay.
However, Alex Warren, so they did like a big, long medley of all the Best New Artist nominees.
Okay.
And it's like his moment. He comes out from behind the thing, and they're on him, and it's like then the crowd opens up. And you can tell
something
his
wrong.
In-ears
yeah.
are messed up. He gets off with the timing.
Yeah.
I know. And he actually was such a pro. He took it out and he caught up to the music and like crushed it. But he posted a TikTok after and was like, this is what I was hearing. And it was like a double of the song.
Yeah.
It was heartbreaking.
That is like.
He was such a pro though. He was such a pro.
Everyone in this room would have melted down and thrown a chair. Oh, admit it.
He was such a star. Like.
Okay.
And by the way, Olivia Dean did win for Best New Artist.
She's so pretty.
She's way too young for you.
I didn't say. How do you know? Olivia Dean.
I know.
How old is she?
Like 26, I think.
It's right in my wheelhouse.
No!
Let's go!
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters. Love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
I fear the word intervention because I know that someday y'all are going to come in and go, Slacker, sit down. Your whatever affects me in the following ways. And then I've watched a lot of the show. When you walk into a room and everybody's holding a little blue card, that means it's the intervention day.
Interesting. I've never once considered that someone would have to have an intervention on me. Are you well?
This isn't about me. Who do you think in this room needs an intervention?
No, this is scary.
Probably everyone in the room, but.
But it's like an intervention for what? If you say it, it's too obvious. Is it me?
Aaron?
Yes.
We need to talk.
I'm ready.
What did she do?
There is a news story where a woman almost died because she cracks her effing neck. Look, and she's doing it like right now.
I got this one woman. Crack. Hold on. I'll
do
my back.
She's
going
to do the big back.
Don't do. Aaron, you're not a prof.
Oh my gosh. She's holding the mic. Oh.
Do you understand? Listen to me very carefully. This woman was like, oh, I have this headache coming on. How often does Aaron say that? All the time. I don't know if I want to get on your side. She just does this thing where her one eye is doing a weird thing.
It's usually because she's had like 9 coffees and no water, though.
Correct.
Yeah.
When she's in the room with us, too, it's hard to tell where the headache's coming from. I think we might
be very irresponsible.
But her solution is to stand up and start cracking.
You can feel it's because it's not a headache. It's like a tightness where it just feels like, a tension.
I understand. I'm a guy who cracks his knuckles, and you can feel when they need to be cracked.
Yeah, exactly.
You can feel it. Right. But nothing bad is going to happen to me, Aaron, if I crack my knuckles. This woman, I feel a headache coming on. So she did what she always did, stretched her neck until it cracked.
Mm. I don't push it.
Aaron, you adjusted it.
No, there's the times where you feel it, and then there's times where it's like, I need to stretch. Let's see if something happens, but I don't overdo it.
Yeah.
I'm so scared. I'm just staying silent.
Can I say the rest of what happened to her?
I would love to hear it.
Okay. When she did it, and I know this has happened to me, and Aaron, I don't know if you'll admit it, the second she did it, she had that boing. That sharp pain.
Like I've something
never
popped.
Had a don't pain. You? No, I haven't. It's always been relief.
You've never had that like whoa, 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 whoa.
Yeah, the little zing a little
yes.
bit.
Yes.
Yeah.
No.
A little zinger.
She had the zinger. You're saying never, ever
Truly, I don't think I've ever had the zinger.
Right.
Did a tendon break?
She slipped a disc or something?
She had the sharp pain. It stuck around for days. She brushed it off. Then one day, while doing her makeup, a bright light flashed in her eye and her vision disappeared that eye.
Forever?
Join me on this intervention. Mm. Just because Aaron hasn't had zinger doesn't mean she's not going to have it.
Well, maybe also the lesson is if you get the zing, you go straight to the doctor.
Yeah.
Yeah, but just don't put yourself in a position to get a zinger. My God, we have to order zingers.
I know.
It sounds so familiar. What is it?
It's like a Twinkie with frosting on top. They make blonde ones with vanilla, and then they make a chocolate one. It's the only time with a cream filling I can handle because the cream filling is not a bunch.
You want to keep doing that with your hands?
Yes, I do.
So in love with you right now. You are speaking my language.
It is the treat that I would bring when it was my turn at Boy Scouts. The zingers.
They are so good.
Like zinger in your neck, bad. Zinger in your throat, good.
Unless it's from a stretch.
Correct. So then, after she loses vision, her right side goes numb.
Dude.
She couldn't speak. Mm. Look at Aaron. Her little doe eyes. This isn't going to happen to me.
The problem
what do you mean? No, it's not. It didn't happen to her until it did.
Hey, the problem is you're trying to put fear in Aaron, but you're putting the fear in me.
I know. Add it to her big
Now he's making me hungry.
Okay, so it goes on. Her right side went numb. She couldn't speak. The doctors discovered she had suffered a stroke caused by an artery dissection from her neck crack.
Brutal. Hey.
So are you going to stop?
No.
I will. And I don't even do it.
If we give you zingers. They have gluten in them.
KALC and KALC HD1, Denver Boulder.
The Slacker Show.
Broadcasting from the Belco Credit Union Studios. Stop dreaming. Start building. Finance your remodel with Belco. Visit Belco.org today.
Alice 105.9.
Always free on the Odyssey app.
Let's tackle a problem that's not ours, shall we?
Yeah.
Let's.
It's other people's problems. And today?
Today we have Chrissy, and I think we're going to help her revamp her bedroom life.
Oh.
Did I say that right?
Yay.
I'm nervous. Are you sure you don't want voice disguiser? What's happening?
Well, okay, so I've got a great husband and we have a beautiful daughter who just turned 1.
Yay, congrats. That's awesome.
Thank you. But so, you know, as you kind of stated, the problem is my husband and I have not had relations in over a year.
Oh.
And I know. I mean, at this point, I'm not feeling much like a woman. Honestly, I feel like I'm just mom and not anything exciting or, you know, gorgeous anymore.
Oh, okay. I don't like that.
No.
But no, I mean,
You know, honestly, I had a pretty lengthy labor and then ultimately ended up having a C-section. Okay. So that recovery process was longer than I had hoped it would be. And I just haven't lost the weight the way I was hoping to. And I don't know. I honestly just don't feel like myself.
Okay.
So my husband, you know, he'd been trying to initiate things for the first 6 months or so. And after that, he's just not even trying anymore. So I don't know. I feel like we're stuck in this rut. It's like we're co-parents and roommates and not real husband and wife. And I mean, I just don't even know if I know how to do it anymore at this point, honestly.
Oh, good Lord.
So those first 6 months, were you just not interested?
No,
so you'd be like, absolutely not?
He would try, and I just did not. My body just felt weird, and I don't know if it was my hormones still being all over the place, but I just, it was not something that I felt like I could get into at that point. And he was super respectful about it. He wasn't pushy. I'm so grateful that he gave me that space, but, you know, now that it's been so long, I just feel like I don't even know how to kind of bring it back.
Like get to a point where you feel like, I haven't cooked in so long. I wonder if I even know how much salt to put in.
But is it like riding a bicycle?
Mm-hmm.
No pun intended.
I don't know, Erica. I'll let you know when I find out.
But at least it becomes the new normal. This is now the new routine, and maybe it's not even on your mind or on his mind anymore because it's been so long, and now it's
hack.
But that's what I worry about. I don't think that my husband would ever be a cheater, but I mean, I'm feeling bad at this point and I want to keep my marriage together. So I don't know if this is something other people have dealt with or
I'm sure it is. Cause I don't know if you have been diagnosed with postpartum depression, but I know a lot of women have, and that's something that is not necessarily
libido just is talked gone. About.
Yeah.
And just the whole, I don't feel like myself thing. Like it feels very in line with that.
But, and not to be the amateur clinical psychiatrist, psychologist here, but is this the one part of your life? Because I've gone through some of the postpartum depression with my ex-wife, but the libido, like it manifests itself in different ways.
Sure.
Are you feeling anxious or depressed or any of those other things around your baby, around the housework, around different other things? Or is it just the relations?
Question. Yeah, at this point, it's mostly the relations, but I think with that, it's giving me kind of new anxiety about if other things in my life, if I'm good enough at that, or even just,
good Lord,
taking care of my home, if I'm not taking care of him and me, and
that pressure
starting to spiral a little. Yeah.
All right, let me get the phone number in here, 303-222-5423. We need our army of mommies.
Yeah, it's so hard because Aaron and I aren't moms ourselves.
Yeah.
So I can sit here and go, I can imagine, but I don't know. I just know women in my life who've been like, whoa, I don't feel like myself. And it takes a long time to maybe feel like yourself again, because now you're also responsible for a baby.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't want to say, I understand what she's thinking though also, in that she feels responsible in air quotes to maintain her marriage too.
But isn't he also responsible?
He tried for 6 months and then
trying.
If I ask the same question for 6 months and get a no, I'm going to stop asking.
I feel like I'm annoying you. Now I'm not getting the hints.
Right. Yes.
And it's like, got it. Back off.
You let me know when you're ready. Right. And
it's not happening.
But does he take you on dates? Do you guys go out? Do you do things together? I don't know if there's some piece of that it can't only be on her, is what I'm saying.
No, and I don't think that's what he's doing. I mean, we do try to go out a little bit, but it is hard with, she's only one, so
yeah.
I don't like to be away, but I think, I don't know how to initiate really anymore. And my body doesn't quite feel like itself. And so it's, I want to, but I'm also anxious about just being exposed in that way again, in kind of
a
new version of me.
I feel terrible for her.
And that's, I'm going to try it because I have not given birth either, but I've been through it with my wife. And I don't know your husband. You said he's a great guy. And I feel very bad that you don't feel like yourself and you feel like you haven't lost the weight and all that stuff.
Here it comes.
Your husband doesn't care about the weight.
In a positive way.
Yes, in the most positive way.
Yes.
When my wife was pregnant, don't care. Postpartum, don't, like, I am in love with her. She just gave me a baby. I'm even more in love with her. I'm
haven't lost the weight.
Not even registering.
Scar doesn't matter.
Not even as a factor. It's not even a, does that make sense? You know
she's
what I'm saying?
She's so hot.
Yes, that's my wife. She gave me a baby. I want
She's so hot.
Yes.
Yes.
This is the most T-hack.
You are in your
I'm trying to be positive, I'm trying to respect what you're going through, and I don't want to diminish that at all. But
you care about a care that he doesn't have, is what you're saying.
I would guess.
Over here going, oh my God, he's going to think I look terrible. And it's like,
but she actually isn't saying that. She's saying, I don't feel like myself.
Yeah.
So you're judging yourself more than your husband's judging you, which might help.
Yeah, that's the better way to say it. Thank you, Erica.
Hey, it's okay.
Okay, girls can say things better. Great.
Slacker distracted me. I was like, oh my God.
I know. Calm down, son.
Okay. Get him a cold shower.
I do love, you promise he's not pressuring you.
He's not.
Okay.
He's not at all. And honestly, that perspective of what you just said is, I hadn't even considered, and it made me kind of emotional just to think that that's not something that I need to be worried about with him. He's always been so kind, and so, you know, I'm sure that I'm just putting a lot of this on myself, but it is so hard because it's not the me that he used to know, but hopefully it's not something that's as important to him as I'm putting on myself.
I just want to dumb it down one more level from TAC. He also hasn't had relations in a year.
Right.
Anything's going to be unreal for him right now.
Like, I know, but now you're feeding into her worries.
No, I'm saying, like, I feel responsible. She doesn't have to be good at it.
No, I know. But she's like, I feel responsible for keeping my marriage together. And now you're like, literally anything. Anyone on the road?
No, anything from her.
Okay.
Any, like, the slightest touch of the hand on his hand, he's going to be like, oh, is this your advice
for her to sneak her hand over onto his hand?
I think we need to talk to women who've been here because advice from me is worth zero. But I am saying he's probably not going to initiate again. As an insecure man myself, if I have asked 20 times, I'm not asking 21. I'm just not. And Erica, you can look at me and go, he's got a wine and diner and stuff. Sure, he's just not going to do that because it's like, I mean, he'll take her out to dinner, but at the end of dinner, he's going to go, have a good night.
But hope,
like, I'll go feed the baby.
But then it does get, because you're saying now I'm only taking you out because I'm going to try at the end.
Yeah, no, he's definitely,
I'm taking
not
you out because I love you and I'm not going
to
try.
Correct. Not try ever again. Yeah. He's not going to try again. I'm just saying.
I just don't know if that's the right response from a man. I understand the rejection, but it is your wife.
Yeah.
And maybe you just start.
I'm giving her space. She's asked for space.
I know, but so then you start once a month going, how are we feeling?
Outer space is too much space.
Yeah. I know, but okay. Well, what do you want me to do? Stop saying
somewhere in the middle. Right in the hemisphere.
Okay, Chrissy, we're going to get you some action.
Ooh, you know what? Hell yeah.
Okay. Hang on, Chrissy.
Yeah, Erica.
I don't. Honestly, don't you feel it? Like, if you haven't done something, especially with, like, if you just haven't walked up to a girl and said, hi, like, then you're not going to be good at it and you're just not going to try. She is in this place where she feels like, I don't feel attractive, so I'm not going to have relations. And now she might be feeling a little more attractive, but she's just gone so long. She doesn't, it's not like riding a bike. She doesn't even recognize the bike.
Well, yeah.
She's like, what is a bike?
She doesn't recognize the... I was going to say the rider. I just meant herself.
Yeah.
Maybe the bike's the same and she feels different. It's not working. Someone bail me out.
We'll get you some diagrams, Chrissy.
All right. If you can help Chrissy, if you've gone through, it could be postpartum, but either way, they haven't had relations in over a year. She needs help getting back on the bicycle.
Yep.
303-222-5423.
It's not your problem. It's theirs. The Slacker Show's OPP.
303-222-5423. Alice 105.9.
We're trying to help Chrissy out. She hasn't had relations in over a year.
Mm-hmm.
Because she doesn't feel like herself.
She had a baby just over a year ago. Mm-hmm. And she feels like her husband maybe tried to engage a few times, but she shut him down. And
for 6 months. I mean, while you're pregnant, some women are fully into it. And the men are, right. It's like, great.
Have like, to imagine you get to a point where you're like, okay.
There was a point where the doctors told me I had to, because it helps.
Yeah, that part.
Did you get that? Did they go like, it helps ripen things?
I didn't.
That's a weird
I don't need to
word,
know that about
yeah.
you.
It's, yeah.
No, I don't. We wouldn't have needed it. There's nothing that would keep me away from my wife.
I'm saying as a woman, I can imagine going,
no, weirdly,
I'm huge.
Some women, but they just, your hormones are on like,
true.
Whatever. Well, her hormones, for whatever reason, for the end of the pregnancy, having the baby, it was fairly traumatic, she said.
That's right.
The birth itself.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't done it. He tried for like 6 months. Now he's not even trying. And she's like, she didn't say the words, is my marriage over? But she said, I want to save my marriage.
She said, I don't think he would cheat, but I'm like worried I could be pushing him there.
Because now there's just, she said the magical R word. We feel like roommates. That's not a, like, that's your husband. Yeah, that's not great. And like, mm-hmm. Okay, so we're looking for help. Wait, is Chrissy back or is this a different Chrissy?
A different Chrissy.
No, okay, no. Chrissy?
Chrissy, I.
Yeah. What advice do you have?
I think they need to do a few little random dates, like meet each other at a restaurant again. I know they have a baby and it becomes hard, but meet her where she is now in her body, like a date. And rekindle, try to, you know, that in her, like that, just that feeling of, you know, it's exciting when you're on a date and you don't care about what you're looking like in a sense, like in the moment. I mean, yes, you do, but you now are in a different phase. You have a mommy body. Meet each other where you are at.
Like reintroduce each other?
Yeah, in a way.
I hate it.
You know, a few little random dates, like when you first met and it was exciting and, you know?
But I think it's also trying to get her to accept who she is now and also what she looks like now.
Did you hear anything from her that made you feel like she's ready for that?
I think she wants
to. Yeah, because she wants to rekindle. She wants to have that still. So, I mean, sometimes you got to do a little bit out of the box. If it's not like working in one way, you try others. And sometimes just adding that little bit of freshness again, like I said, set up a date where you go and you meet at a restaurant where you drive yourselves and you walk in and you see each other. And it's kind of exciting again.
Yeah. I love it. Thank you. Thank
and
you for the advice.
It's about who you are now in your body.
Yeah. Don't compare yourself to before pregnant or whatever. It's today who you are.
Meet yourself who you are today.
Perfect.
That's it.
Thank you, Chrissy. Amber.
Yay.
Do you have advice for Chrissy on having relations again after a year?
Yeah, I'm in this position myself right now. Oh. My baby just turned one, and I totally understand not feeling like yourself. I didn't have postpartum depression. I had postpartum rage. So you don't feel like yourself. Your body definitely doesn't snap back the way you think it should. But what I correlated it to was fake it till you make it. Yeah. My husband knows that I probably am not going to reach the climax, but I am putting forth the effort to try to get back there by when he initiates. If I'm not feeling it, he drops the ball. He's like, nope, okay, that's fine. But we're still trying to make a point to do it at least a couple times a month just to try to get back into the swing of doing it. So fake it till you make it is my advice.
I feel like that can work.
Yeah.
Like if you just keep going.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's like, it's not really fun, but that one time it was fun. And then the next time it's better.
I'm just saying it from the guy's insecurity standpoint. It's just like, I know she's insecure, but it's like, honey, if I don't feel like I have a willing participant,
it's not great for me either. It's that she's.
But she's faking it.
But
and
she maybe
like,
just isn't going to get all the way there. But she's like, I can have a fine time.
Right.
It's better than no time.
And that's what I'm wondering about. Like the first caller said to have date nights and stuff. Isn't there still kind of that underlying pressure of this is going to be great and fun and we're going to have dinner?
And then afterwards, are we going to have...
I know, like, it's a pressure.
You're going to have to kind of fake it no matter what. Yeah. If, yeah. At a certain point.
Oh, my God. It just, it gives me so much anxiety because I think I said it before. It's just like, if I think you're doing it just for me, then I'd rather not do it.
I know, but I think that is part of the issue.
Well, I mean,
you both have to commit.
Even if it's a little weird.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Amber. I know this is so taboo to talk about, but it's not. We should.
Yeah.
They should be able to talk about it, but they've just reached this point where he obviously has tried and stopped. And now that he stopped, she doesn't know how to restart because it shouldn't be on her shoulders to restart it because she's the one who's already feeling terrible. But it's like, they're just in this sleeping back to back thing. That's a dead end.
Gave him a baby. Maybe he needs to try it again.
I know. But you got to understand, if you get a no 100 times,
he's respecting her wishes by not being pushy.
There's nobody wrong here. In my opinion, nobody's wrong.
Maybe he takes a month off from trying if she's not into it and restarts a few times. And
I'm just saying it's real hard.
You could just as easily go, he won't stop trying. Like, if you weren't into it, that's the tough position the husband you're in.
6 months of no.
I hope he hears this.
Yeah, maybe that was her whole game.
Yeah.
Samantha?
Yeah.
You're going through this as well?
Something similar. So I've been married for a while and have a half dozen kids. And so first of all, I just want to celebrate this woman and just what she created and her heart for her husband and their marriage and everything. It's just, it's beautiful. And it's also soul crushing to be in this position. Like, it's just, it's really hard, but there are things and there are baby steps and hope is not lost. And so I would just encourage her to start with baby steps. Like, she already is. She's already doing amazing things. And so maybe it's other things like finding what makes her feel good about herself. She's getting that spark back for herself. So, like, for me, I like to take dance classes that maybe aren't kid friendly. You know, they're not like your Zumba stuff. There's studios around. But it just feels so powerful. And then you get to take some of that back home and be like, hey, let me show you what I learned kind of stuff. And it's like baby steps. And the fact that her husband is giving her that space is really beautiful too, but I understand, like, it's just, it can be so sad and so soul crushing, and she's got this. It's not,
but you have six kids and you found your way through it.
Well, it's been a roller coaster. There are sometimes, especially postpartum too, like, there are times where it's like, my God, I don't understand my hormones, things are crazy and we can't keep up. And other times it's like, oh my God, I don't understand my hormones and just don't touch me or look at me or anything. And it sucks as a wife to feel that way towards your husband, because
he didn't do anything wrong. You didn't do anything wrong. It's just, it just happened.
It's just literal chemistry of your body.
Yeah.
But there's so much stuff out there. Like, there's literature. There's a website called, well, I don't know if I'm allowed to, like, I'm not like advertising anything, but there's so much stuff out there. And there's like patches that I just found that you can wear that, like, just kind of help get, like, there's so much
patches.
Out there that are baby
steps. Some of the texts are like, there's supplements you can try. There's a lot of stuff. And just, that she's not alone. That's the biggest thing. Yeah. This is normal.
Yes, she's not alone. And it's the baby steps, and she's already moving in the right direction. It's going to get better.
I think she should go to one of those classes.
Yeah, I agree.
Thank you for the call. Should I go to one?
No.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
We need to say the biggest thank you to so many people right now. Our inaugural Cheer Cards for Kids event at Dave and Buster's. I don't even know how to explain what happened.
It was far beyond our expectations.
I mean, do we let people all the way in on what?
I think we should, yeah.
Like, it's like Erica, you have a wedding coming up and you're inviting X amount of people. Let's say you're inviting 200 people. When you do a wedding, you RSVP. If you RSVP'd, you think all those people are coming. And they pretty much do, unless there's a tragedy.
Yeah, it's usually a couple that somehow don't show up.
In a radio station event, if you RSVP 200 people, we figure about 30% of you are not going to show up.
Correct.
So 30% of 200 is about 60. So we figured about 140 people would show up.
We were probably optimistic enough to say 150.
Yeah.
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 How many people do we think showed up at Dave and Buster's to make cards for children at Children's Hospital Colorado?
There was a lot of math happening, but we do think it was over 500.
Yeah, over. I think almost six.
Yeah.
It was a lot of people.
What are we talking about? Like,
it was the most insane thing because, you know, we all get there a little bit before the event and suddenly we're hearing whispers of there's a line wrapped around the building. sorry, a line to make
cards for kids.
Yeah.
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 That, I mean, it was just, it's so incredible. We just got to thank Dave and Buster's for putting it on.
For sure. Mm-hmm.
Like, they provided the perfect food for kids to make cards for kids.
Yeah.
There was pancakes, and you're like, pancakes, who cares? First off, pancakes, dope. Yeah. Secondly, there was a thing at the end that, you know, Aaron's getting syringefuls of, what was there, chocolate syrup, sprinkles, whipped cream, things to put on top of the pancakes that were like, it was unbelievable.
Yeah.
And game cards, and just...
And like drinks, water, sodas, things like that.
Yeah, yeah. Just the perfect venue. You came, got to make your card, and then... Run free.
We had a giant table set up in the middle for like 30 people to make cards. And eventually every single table in the place was for making cards.
And people overflowed to like the bar area, which technically
we didn't sanction. No, just go for it.
Yeah.
And we would not have been able to pull it off had Brandon Construction.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, Brandon Companies. They were awesome.
They dropped off more construction paper. Some 16,000 like pieces of...
Over 15,000 pieces of paper.
Okay. And then we had concert tickets to give away, which was incredible. Do we want to announce some of these names, all these names? I mean, I'm not even sure how we...
There's quite a handful of names. First of all, if you were at the event and you're like, oh man, I didn't win, I would check your email one more time.
Because we thought we were going to send them out that day at noon, but it was so chaotic that we didn't send it out till this morning.
Yeah. Let's just say three people are going to see Ed Sheeran.
Okay.
Someone's going to see Bruno Mars. Two people are going to see Demi Lovato.
Shut up.
Someone's going to see Alex Warren. And two people are going to see Louis Tomlinson.
Yeah. We had that many concert tickets? I thought we just had one of each.
So did I.
Okay. So check your email. Check your spam. Check your junk.
Yeah, especially if your name's like Casey, Christina, Narcy, Sydney, Jennifer, Aspen, Ashley, Ginger, Tiffany. I don't know if that's your name.
Really though, you're just reading off names. You have the actual winners.
Yeah, okay. I would check if that was one of your names.
Okay, so this is not over though. Like, that was just one event.
Yeah.
And now we need you to be making cards at home or at your school. I have made one other giant mistake this year and I want to correct that.
Oh, geez, what?
We said if your school will get involved, we'll come and do an assembly. And I think maybe those words have misled some people into, we somehow have a dog and pony show where we show up like Bill Nye the Science Guy and pour the chemicals together and that big elephant snot comes out.
Mm-hmm. I've got a dog. Do we just need a pony?
Yes. We can't do any assemblies.
Like, right. We can't put on an hour long assembly.
Right. If your school is making these things and it happens to be on a weekday morning, one or more of us could show up at an assembly and pick up the cards. If you're already doing an assembly about, hey, this is the fire escape procedure or whatever, what do they do at assemblies?
I do not know.
I don't know. Maybe a pep rally or something?
Oh, yeah. If your volleyball team is like going to state.
Mm-hmm. Although I don't know that those are normally in the morning. Aren't they kind of
you're
like...
You're right. The pep rallies are like Friday at the end of the show.
Guys, I used to run the pep rallies in my school. Usually right before lunch.
They are?
Yeah, I was the ASB spirit. I would get on the mic. Woo, rah, rah, rah. Okay.
Yeah, so you don't want those.
I'm happy to come lead it.
There are schools that I know I'm going to go to. Mm-hmm. I probably shouldn't say it out loud, but I think I'm going to my high school.
So fun.
That's going to be really weird, but I'm just going to roll in and go like, hey, what's up?
It's so cute, they made though. Some. See, like, I wish they were having an assembly because it'd be so great for you to speak to them for a few minutes.
None of those kids have any idea that I went to high school there.
No, I
back
know.
Back in the Stone Age.
But couldn't it be cool to be like, I went to high school here and look what I've done with my life. Colorado radio my whole life. 85 years.
Okay. So that being said, what else do we need to say here? We do need to say, if you're making cards, you can drop them off at any Big O Tires location.
And not just like go drop them off, but then they're going to give you a coupon for your oil change.
Yeah, $20 bucks off your oil change.
Exactly.
Which is awesome.
There are 37, I think there's about to be 38, 37 Denver Metro locations of Big O Tires. So there's one near you.
For sure.
TX, somewhere on Parker Road, not very far from his house.
Parker and Plaza.
I drive by one on 225. I know there's...
I think there's one on Hamden right by me.
Oh, yeah. I've been to that one. Yeah, that's when I had a blowout on Hamden there by Swedish.
That's what you really should have called me.
I had a blowout in front of a different tire shop.
A tire blowout, not like a baby blowout.
Big O does a lot of different things. Okay. That's not... They'll do brakes and they'll do oil changes and they'll do... But they don't do anything with your...
Can't change your adult diapers.
Anyway, boy, did this take a turn.
Sure did.
Maybe we don't send this to Big O.
Nope, but you should go to Big O and drop off your cards so we can get them.
So get your cards done because the deadline, I believe we're setting the deadline at like Tuesday next week.
The 10th?
Sure.
Yep.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm.
All right, so get your cards done, take them to Big O, get $20 off your oil change.
Last thing, if you were at our event on Saturday and you took a picture with us, can you email it to us?
Yes.
At? No. What?
Yeah.
The Slacker Show at Alice1059.com.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters, love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9. I'm angry. You know what I could say? I'm enraged.
Oh. You gotta give me a little more time than that.
Let me vamp. Nope, I got it. There we go. Yeah.
That's your angry vamp?
I don't know, man. It just happened.
Jazzy.
She turns into like Ethel Merman. I'm so angry. I could spit. What is...
All right. You know who you don't want to mess with?
Enraged Erica is who I don't want to mess with.
Enraged
Ethel Merman.
Bridal Erica.
Oh, wait, that's serious.
There are a few things you don't want to do in life, and it's get between a bride and what she's going to wear on her wedding day.
What she's going to wear.
You've already picked that. How do you, what, huh?
I have already picked it out. Now, what
you've
I have
already had
to
adjustments
speak,
made.
She has to do more, but yes.
Yes, that you keep going.
Yeah.
I've got to speak in vague terms in case Dane is listening right now.
Okay.
There is an accessory, if you will. A extra special thing to my dress.
Like a margarita blender or something? Which is like, comes out of the bag. It's like,
comes out from underneath, you know? Yes, sometimes
just comes rolling out. It's like, anyone want a margarita?
Right. Let's call it a margarita blender.
That would be
a wild.
That would be my favorite wedding I've ever been at.
Okay, well.
If you don't do that, you are the worst bride ever.
Oh my God.
Okay, I feel like that's not really the stance.
You want to see that?
I'm going
to
go on the record of saying something I didn't think I'd ever say. I am fully committed. I will get married a third time. If you are a woman who will commit to walking down the aisle with a margarita maker hidden underneath your dress.
Is it the one that's like constantly rotating?
Yeah, this could be that.
The slushy.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, the slushy ones, and you have the two. One could be like a southern cover hurricane. Could be a hurricane on one side.
How do you think she's walking? She's going to be riding those things in it.
Doesn't matter. She'll look just be like, she's like floating. She's like an angel.
It's like one of those suitcase roller.
Yes.
Oh my God, the extension cord will have to be coming out of there, but she'll just have a really long train.
No, she could probably get like a battery powered thing to plug in underneath.
Oh my God, yes.
She's going to need
like
a ball gown.
The 14 volt, like the drill chargers, like, it's just running on it.
Right. Sounds like Erica's thought about it before, maybe.
Oh my God, this is the greatest. Are you still enraged?
Oh, I'm still enraged.
Okay, so there's an accessory.
So let's call this accessory a margarita machine.
The margarita maker.
So I ordered this margarita maker back when I ordered my dress.
Okay.
In July.
Yeah.
Okay, that was a long time
ago. Many months from now. And they called sometime around late November and they said, hey, your margarita machine's in. Reminder to anyone just joining us, that is just a metaphor.
It's some other...
It's another thing for me to put on my body on my wedding day. So I went in December. What?
I think I know what it is. I think I know what it is.
I don't think you guys know what it is.
I have a couple ideas.
Would you...
No. Sorry, I thought he was showing.
Is it
not? No, it's not that either.
No, is it?
Margarita?
No.
Oh.
That's my margarita maker.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, it's that.
Well, now I don't know what it's
so, okay. This thing, they tell me, hey, it has arrived. We think we ordered the wrong flavor of margarita maker.
Sorry.
I'm like, oh my gosh. Okay. I know you keep going. And I go into the store and they show me. I am enraged, man. Don't forget that.
Sorry. I had one of those in my pants.
Okay. Sorry.
So they, I go in and they're like, here's the one we ordered. And here's the one that we think you actually bought. AKA, we ordered the wrong one. And I'm like, correct. I do not want the one that you had ordered. And they're like, no problem. We're going to reorder it. Great. I still have months at this point. I am a full 6.5 months out.
Yeah, you got this.
It's great. Nothing's wrong. It's been like 6 weeks now.
And you're thirsty.
And I'm thirsty for that margarita. I really want to taste the margarita before
you gotta,
I just commit.
You got to know.
Right. So I call them back and I'm like, hey, I ordered a margarita machine and you guys ordered the wrong one and it's been this whole thing. And they're like, yeah, that's going to come in April. And I was like, yeah, the problem is I plan to personalize that margarita machine.
Oh boy.
And you told me it would be rush ordered. And now they're telling me April. And I just feel like we're steps away.
Oh yeah.
From June.
Oh yeah. No, April will not work.
April will not work. I gotta taste the margarita.
Yeah.
So am I a little crazy for getting Stern on the phone? Oh, there's another piece.
Stern on the phone?
Right. There's another piece. I called them 4 days ago and they said tomorrow we will get back to you with an update. We will rush order this. I did not hear from them. I had to call again today and they said, oh, no idea what you're talking about. It looks like it's coming in April.
We've been drinking a lot of margaritas.
Oh my God.
So I am very close to walking into said bridal store and saying.
You shouldn't be close to it. You should be standing in front of it.
I should have already
been
there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you mind if I
You go? Can skedaddle, yeah. Right? Are you serious?
Hold on. April's, you still, that's a couple months still, right?
But to personalize this thing.
Dude.
We're then back up. I mean,
and like how have they been on timelines thus far?
Right.
Exactly.
All they've shown is they can't meet a timeline.
Oh, God, are we trying to make her feel better?
No, we're enraged Erica.
I'll never forget when I went to pick up my dress, they put it on me wrong and made me feel awful.
Yeah.
That's right.
So it's not been a great experience.
Here's what I'm gonna say.
Yeah. Oh no. Bring back the margarita machine.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
So I saw this list of things that like parents are no longer teaching their kids some old fashioned manners. I don't know if these are when they put the words old fashioned in a story, does that have a connotation to everyone in this room the same way it does to me? Is that's
calling you old?
No, I think old-fashioned, those words mean outdated. Like parents aren't teaching their kids to do these old-fashioned, outdated things. Old-fashioned to me feels outdated.
I think in this sense, they're talking about common for people older than the kids today.
But do you think the things on this list are outdated or should we keep doing them? Because it's like, an old-fashioned thing. When you're getting married, you say, I, Erica, promise to love, honor, and right. Obey is an old-fashioned thing.
Yucky.
Gone.
Right.
Love and honor is still pretty cool, though.
Absolutely love the love and honor.
Right. Okay.
And maybe be chill with.
So.
Is that in your vow?
No. I haven't written them.
You don't have him saying one thing over the.
We haven't gotten there, man.
Okay.
Sorry. Okay.
We might have to do a whole break just on the vows.
Probably so.
Some
of these seem outdated. I like your use of that word. Some of them are plain manners.
Let's go over some of these.
Okay.
Showing gratitude for small things. Can I say, I feel like I do that.
Therapy words. Do you? In this room?
Okay. Let's get into it. In this room, I feel like we're all being compensated to do the things.
I am grateful for my paycheck.
There we go.
Not a small thing.
It helps me live. But it's like if somebody has 2 ice cream sandwiches and they're like, here, Mia, have the other one. You should immediately say thank you. Then once you've scarfed it down, I might circle back and say thank you again.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
My kids don't do that.
And you think that's a small thing?
I do that. I think an ice cream sandwich is kind of a small
thing. I think that, correct me if I'm wrong, Aaron and T-Hack, our generation says thank you and sorry too much.
You definitely say sorry too much. I don't think you say thank you too much.
I agree. Sometimes it's like I'm leaving like the nail salon or something where I have paid to have a service done, and I say thank you 9 times before I'm out the door. Mm-hmm. Is that weird?
So that flies in the face of what I just said, because I was like, I don't thank you guys enough, but we're all being paid, and you did pay that person. But still, if you look down, you're like, damn, these are good. Thank you.
I say thank you even when they mess them up.
And I think it's because we have seen the Karens, and we're trying to be like, we're not that. Thank you so much for everything you've done. I love my nails. I secretly hate them. Thank you.
So it's insincere.
It could be both.
Or just expressing.
I'm trying not to be a burden. Thank you.
You tried your best. I'm trying not to be a burden. That's also why we say sorry.
Yeah. The sorry you guys do way too much.
Yeah, I got in trouble from friends for a while there.
Because it's just, if you're genuinely sorry, just stop doing it. Like, I don't.
Oh, it's more just like things that I shouldn't be sorry about that I'm saying sorry
that,
for.
That as
like
well.
Like existing.
Right.
Right.
No, I've anytime I'm at a public event or whatever, and there's people, and it's like, you're walking some way, and then they're like, oh, sorry, I'm in your way. And it's like, you are not in my way. I'm just trying to go from here to there. Like, you saying sorry, it's like exactly what you said. You're apologizing for existing. I'm also existing. Let's figure out how to get past each other.
You
do not have to apologize at this moment.
Right. Or every once in a while, if you're at a concert, like you said, you get bumped or something. Oh, sorry. And then the person's got their arm around you. I'm so sorry. And you're like, now stop touching me. Now it's too much.
Fall into the same line.
That is, you don't want me to, if I really bumped you.
If people are having drinks and stuff, when you get that extra and they're trying to be nice, but they're overly, and now they're kind of in like, your face, and you're like, it's really
get your hands off of me.
I'd rather you have been rude.
Yeah.
Are you teaching your kids sorry and thank you?
I am trying to teach thank you big time, especially riding the bus, the school bus. That's like the big thing on the horizon.
Thank you when they get on.
Yeah, when they get, I would say when I get on, like what I did when I was a kid, get on, hi, thank you. And you get on, and then when you get off, thank you every time.
I'm sorry,
every
on time. May be the overkill. Because they haven't done anything for you yet.
No, but you still have to do a pleasantry, like, good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Yeah. You can do that.
Yeah. Okay. How's your day been?
But they came to pick you up.
Yeah. That's,
thank you for remembering.
Hey. But again, it's just like me not thanking you guys, or you thanking me. Like,
we don't have to thank you.
What are you talking about?
I think I've thanked you for giving me this job.
I didn't give you this.
And then it ends like this. Okay. So.
All right.
So I try to get him to say it on when he... At least when he gets off on the there to school and at the end of the day when he gets dropped off.
How do you know if he did it? You go to the bus driver and go, how many days a week does Leo thank
you? I just check in every once in a while with my son. I ask him and he's pretty honest. But I don't understand because sometimes he'll say, I think I forgot today. And so I like that he's being honest with me. But what are you forgetting? How are you forgetting? Did you not walk by the driver? Like, it should just be...
It's not like you're talking to someone because you can only fit one kid in the aisle at a time. So it's not like you're next to someone.
Yeah. And I remember, like, in high school, sporting events or whatever, you'd get off the bus and it's, thank you.
For sure.
Totally. Just times 100. Everyone on the bus would say thank you. And maybe that's overkill. But still, it bothers me that sometimes my son will forget. And how do we get him to...
It's like getting off a plane.
Yes.
Flight attendants are there and you say thank you, even if
they say thank you to you.
I always say thank you to them. Hello, I'm here.
We landed.
They didn't fly the plane.
Okay, well, sometimes the pilot standing there and I'm like,
say thank you to
sir or ma'am, I'm alive, baby.
But I have thanked the flight attendants the whole flight.
Well, for sure. And then again, you don't do it again at the end?
No, because like they're...
What do you do?
I thank them all.
You're Leo on the bus.
Yeah, no, I'm not. I've thanked them the whole time when they did the thing they were doing. But at the end, they're thanking me. It's weird if we're both thanking. Like
no,
at
it's
the
not.
End, they're like, thanks for keeping flying instead of driving. And thanks for choosing Southwest over United.
And
or United
you should
over
be saying,
American.
Thanks so much for getting me here. Safe.
No,
you know
I thanked
what?
Her for the cocktails on the...
You know what I learned?
No,
you know what I learned?
No, what?
It doesn't matter if you're paying someone. You should still thank them. The bus driver, the nails, the flight,
and slacker to us.
All right, let me try.
No.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
A tragedy has stricken. Strucken? Struck? Has occurred.
Strucken.
Was it in this group or some other group where I got schooled for using tragedy incorrectly?
Don't think it was with us.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. I was like, it's a tragedy.
It was, and on was air. Like,
was it? And yeah. then, yeah, somebody like jumped on me and said it was... No, that was just really...
It was...
Traumatic.
Traumatic, yeah. Not a tragedy. Oh. It was you, princess.
Some days it goes in one ear and out the other.
It's your own ear, man. It's your own mouth.
Yeah.
Okay, so is this genuinely a tragedy or is this a trauma?
I would say it's more of a tragedy.
Okay.
But you did call me princess a minute ago and I think you're going to double down.
Okay.
I am a nail girl. I am. We've talked about it. I like getting my nails done. Sometimes there's I get inspo from AHAC. No, okay. Nothing wrong with it.
Mm-hmm. When you say inspo, you full on copied her.
I sure did.
Like, it's not, like, inspo means,
but we
discussed I'm going to go
we
in
discussed
this.
It. So if I had just seen her nails, screenshot them, and gotten them, that would have been so weird.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
But she had them at the same time. Like, we would have had them at the same time.
And then Hack's like looking over, like, is that my wife's hands? Like,
I don't think anyone would notice. Erica and I have had similar nails before without
on accident.
Yeah,
more.
Exactly. So we could
but
have
if
just
it's dead.
Yeah. Who knows? Who knows that it wasn't an accident? No. Only Erica and
this
she can
particular
keep a
nail that she's rocking right yeah. now
is well, so common.
Not for much longer. Okay. Almost nail day.
Oh, how often is that?
About once a month. It's actually not. Too often.
AHAC loves it, by the way. She loves the interaction. She
is
loves
that, but is that flattering? Do you think to AHAC to go, you're crushing it so much? I mean,
I told her she's my nail muse. I think she's flattered.
Yeah. Yeah.
There is probably a
and
whole,
she's a nail girl too, so she gets
right.
a little
it's
like she likes
bonding.
To do it. Yeah.
Are you at all flattered how much into sneakers I am now? Because I am definitely, it's because of you, or is it kind of a D move?
Yeah, I debate this. I don't
really?
Know.
Really?
What?
I figured
I genuinely
you would be.
Am.
No, yeah. I do. I think I love it. I do love it.
Are you
it.
Sure?
I love it. I just want, I want you to love it because you were just such a non-sneaker guy for a long, long time.
I don't think you understand. I was such a Chuck guy.
Yes, yeah.
But that's a sneaker. It was my, I was so into Chucks that I wanted Chucks that nobody had. Like, I didn't want Chucks. I wanted John Varvatos Chucks, the snakeskin, mm-hmm. or like whatever. And so I was just into the next level. And once you introduced, it was like, you can do that with Jordans. I'm like, oh, I want to do that.
I do like it. I just feel because I often come to you, I know what you like, Jordans wise.
Yeah. Okay, and boys, get a room.
But I'll say, oh, how about these? And then you go, ooh, and then you'll usually get them. And I'm like, did you actually want to get them or did you just get them because you felt like I came to you?
No,
and now
I would
you
never
have
do
to,
that.
And...
I would never do that.
Okay.
You right. suggested different things. And I'm like, no, it's not me.
Okay. Okay. Good.
Okay.
I know
good.
You want to say something. I just
okay.
have to say,
yeah.
I am not
nails?
Used to this. I'm not used to this. But I took my mom out for breakfast the other day and woke up and the host said something to me. And I was like, what? And he said it again. I'm like, what? He was talking about my shoes and used vernacular that I don't. And I was like, I'm not in the club yet. So he was saying something like, that's the latest drop, right? And I was like, because I was wearing the the fours in the white or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah.
And he was like, I just got the olive greens yesterday. And I was like, what?
Hey, I got the olive greens too.
Oh.
I didn't get them because I knew you'd like them and I'm not an olive
okay,
guy.
Hey, all right.
I would never buy the same shoes
okay,
as you.
No, hold on.
Do you know
yes,
what I'm saying?
Have
I would never
shoes.
Cross
you have
that line.
Done that.
You have done that, yeah.
Yeah, you have literally have to organize which shoes you can wear.
No,
to
I told
event.
You we can both wear the Chicagos at the same time.
Okay.
To a Christmas event, they're red.
Okay.
Okay. Anyway, Princess, back to your tragedy.
Okay. Well, I have been trialing nails for my wedding. Yes, I know. I have been.
This is a thing?
Yeah.
Oh, I actually don't know. I just know I'm being extremely extra because I want them right.
No, it's a thing for sure.
Do you
so
match
don't
them?
Feel
do you
crazy.
Go back to your bridal shop and then hold them up against the dress?
No, I don't want them to be the same color as the dress.
But do you want to see if they clash with the dress?
I don't know if you know this. Women typically wear a form of white on their wedding.
I know, but
wedding.
If it's like, ooh, is it eggshell or is it like brilliant or
no,
is it?
I'm not too worried about that.
Okay.
What I am worried about though is that
I'm just saying I wouldn't buy pure white for you if you know what I'm saying. That's been around the block a few times. I think I would go with Norva taupe. Beige-ish is what I would. Your mom listens,
beige,
I know. But like
ever. Beige is not the color. Cream. Okay, cream, anyway.
Yeah.
Mm. I went to make my monthly nail appointment. Mm. Go to find my same girl that always does them.
Did she quit?
She is not on the schedule.
Oh.
And I have been trialing nails with her for probably 5 months.
Oh my, okay, that's
and
a while.
And I talk about it with her every time I'm there.
Oh, what are we gonna do?
And she's just
gone.
Her name is on the thing, but if you click her name, it's like, no appointments in any month ahead.
Pick a month. She's gone. Month.
There's no appointments with her. And I'm like, okay, well, she knew the exact shape that I like and the length and the colors. And now what am I? I have to restart.
This is a real issue. Yeah, I get it.
And all my friends are like, you don't have her phone number? I'm like, no, because she was always there.
She's just, yeah.
I could schedule online. I didn't have to text her.
I need you to understand that you were wrong.
That I what?
You were wrong. I am not going to double down on the princess thing. Oh, you are 100%. This is truly tragic.
Yeah.
And we need to get a posse.
Like, what am I going
to
do?
We need to get a bunch of people. We're going to search parties. We're going to drag the reservoir. We're going to find this woman.
Well, wait, I really hope she's not
dead. I hope she's not dead too, but we got to start everywhere, like, right?
Do you think I can, when I go in next, because I just had to make an appointment with someone else, do you think I can ask the front, like, what happened?
I think drive over there right now. We put the show on hold.
It's about 4 minutes from here.
We go over there right now. We call there and go, what's the scoop? What's the skinny?
Oh, I feel where
I
is
think
she?
You could call them and do that.
What's her name?
I see her name,
her
but
name
I'm not
Lamey.
Seeing
Lamey?
Lamey? L-A-M-I-E. Like Jamie, but with an L.
Okay.
Yeah. If anyone knows Lamey, the nail girl.
Dude.
I want to find her.
Did she look pregnant in any way?
I don't think so.
Yeah. I'm just saying, is there?
But that's also a crazy question. No, but
like, maybe she's on maternity leave. Like, do you think there's something?
She would have told me though. We've been talking about my wedding nails. She's asked when it was. All the things. Mm-hmm. She knows.
So what did you do? Did you get them done or did you walk out?
No, it's coming up.
No, I was doing it online. So I booked with just someone else.
Okay.
Which is a nightmare.
Like, I've got a guy that Hack has too for like my beard trim.
Yes.
What's his name? David.
Yeah.
Clearly, you love him a lot.
But I'm just saying, if there was a time where I was like, I need this, and I went on Floyd's, and I'm like, right. And it was like, Dave's not working today. I'm like, well, then I'm not getting him
here. Yeah. No one else is going to. Dave's unavailable. And you had a big event coming up, and you'd been talking to him about it.
This was for an event. I was going to get that trim, and I was like, I'm raw dogging it at this event. Mm. I'm leaving my beard as is.
There's one thing I will not be doing. It's raw dogging these nails, man.
Dudes, okay. So if you know Lamey.
Yeah.
There can't be a bunch of Lameys, can there?
No, I don't think so.
303-222-5423. The search for Lamey begins.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. I have a story. You may have heard of a karate chop, but have you heard of a pork chop?
Yeah, of course.
We all have. It's like shaking big.
Oh, good. Then you'll be familiar with my story.
I have a story. You will never believe who went missing.
Oh.
Mm. The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story's out of Michigan.
Guys, I'm Dane.
I know. That's why I'm doing it.
Since when does Dane talk like either of you?
I'm America, duh.
There we go. That's more like
you guys met Swanson.
You're nailing it now. You're nailing it. So state troopers in Michigan were searching for a missing Dolly Parton.
Huh?
Yeah. They got a call from
a farmer. Are you saying that
Dolly Parton working 9 to 5?
Let's just jump all the way in.
Oh.
I wasn't ready.
I could have just kept singing.
Yeah.
A farmer called troops and said, "Hi, I need help. Dolly Parton is missing." And they said,
"What scramble the world? Dolly's missing.
Between 9 and 5. Yeah, it turns out that there is a miniature donkey in the area named Dolly Parton, and she slipped out of the farm through a pasture gate that had been left open, you know, with her pal Henry. Just so one's named Dolly Parton and the other's just Henry.
Okay.
That's all we're doing.
Does this, I mean, what about the does it troops. Have big boobs or something? Why would you name a donkey?
Okay. Dolly, I don't know.
Okay.
Troopers were called in to search for Dolly Parton.
Why wouldn't you?
And she was found just wandering around.
No.
Oh, they got
we
her.
We do not joke around with Dolly Parton.
Oh, no, you're right.
Human
but
or
this
animal.
This is Donkey Parton.
Doesn't matter.
Donkey Parton.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. So donkey. She was returned home around 10:30 p.m. And her owner just said, good reminder to keep the farm gates closed.
Yeah,
they shouldn't have been open anyway. Yeah. You have all kinds of animals in there.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, so she's fine.
Yeah. Yay. Jeez, that guy almost lost his ass.
He deserves it.
Yeah.
That,
he does.
Dude. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Thank you.
You know what? You're back on the good side okay. with that one.
And Henry was fine too.
Oh, thank the sweet baby. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see if I can undo the goodwill I just did.
Okay.
My story's out of Florida. There is an 18-year-old woman in Florida who.
Let's go! Let's go!
She was down there in Florida. She was drinking, apparently, which is a big no-no. She'd gotten in trouble with her mother earlier in the day.
Wait, how old was she?
She was 18.
Oh.
So, yeah, not good. So the woman got in. It's confusing because she is a woman, but the daughter got in a fight with the mother.
Yep.
Over the drinking.
Yep.
And that's when the daughter decided, I've had enough of this argument, and she threw a pork chop at her own mother.
Cooked or uncooked?
It doesn't say. It says she threw a pork chop at her. Officers arrived at the scene short time later with mashed potatoes. Little green beans, maybe. And they were disappointed to see. Oh, just...
What do you cook? What do you have with pork chop?
Most of the time, mashed potatoes and green beans.
Taters. A little gravy. Yeah. All right.
No, they charged the teen with battery.
Okay, I felt like there was a pun in there, but I think it's just battery.
It was just battery, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Not... What is pork?
Porkery?
Pig.
Pig.
Piggery? Uh-oh.
Yeah. So, somebody who's done one of the stories has to say the thing.
That's right.
Yeah. Those were all the stupid people we could find.
No.
For today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters, love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.